Hello again there, folks. So the death of Jeffrey Epstein raises the question again about what the nature of this sort of internationalist cabal actually is. And it's sort of got me back to thinking about something which kind of had me stumped and that I racked my brains around quite a lot when last year, when I was doing small live streams and stuff. And it's the is it should we understand this sort of struggle and what's going on in the modern world in purely Machiavellian terms, where it is just about power and one group gaining power over the other in this sort of Game of Thrones kind of scenario, at least the early seasons, where there is no objective morality, there is just gaining power and bumping off your enemies and then imposing your will on the wider world? Or is it that there is that we are engaged in a sort of life and death struggle, and that there is absolute good and an absolute evil, and that the grey area is where the two meet? And so that will be more like Lord of the Rings, and you can see where the battle is over the corruption. Frodo has to sort of resist the corruption of the ring. And or in another example would be Star Wars, where Luke loses his way. There is a good and there is a bad, and the drama centers around when people can't really figure out which side they're on anymore. It's the grey zone in the middle. Whereas sort of the Game of Thrones look at the world where there is, it's all in the grey zone. There is no sort of good or evil to either side of it. The whole world exists within that grey zone of sort of corruption, and you get a kind of Machiavellian power struggle. And this is to try and understand the modern world in these terms is quite taxing. And I don't have a clear answer for it, because what we see in, if we're to understand it just purely in terms of a power grab, then we can see that the elites today have that power. But we the problem is when we look at what they actually do with that power, it certainly seems to be the case that what you can only really describe as evil is manifesting itself. And so the power or the ideology is just a way for the true na their true nature to manifest itself, which is evil. Everything that we see happening in the Western world today is that just a power play and an ideology and political, or is it evil? What would evil what would it be doing if it existed in the world today? How would that feel? What would it be up to? And it's hard, you know, when you look at the brainwashing of children in schools with all these weird sexual practices, or the sort of where peaceful European people are being just completely denied their place in the world or even the right to lay claim to it. It's hard for me to see that in purely power terms, because the elite don't have to do that. They seem to be driven by something higher or lower, depending on how you're going to look at it. And it reminds me of Juri Lina's book Under the Sign of the Scorpion, which was a sort of esoteric take on the Russian Revolution. I know. And Lena pointed out that the Bolsheviks won. The Bolsheviks vanquished the aristocracy, the old traditions, and the religion of the Russian. The spiritual heart of Russia was crushed. And what they brought in via the Bolshevik Revolution, ostensibly it was supposed to be about sharing out wealth and bringing in Marxism. In reality, it was one of the most sadistic things which has ever happened on Earth. And I don't want to get too carried away with the gory details, but just as an example, Lena writes how Orthodox priests were boiled alive and sort of rendered down to a broth which was fed to other Orthodox priests. There's all kinds of macabre, really sick, depraved things in Lena's book. And So that the problem is they didn't have to do that. Why do that? Why send Western Russian women, European ethnically, why send them over to work camps in the Far East where they have to walk around naked all of the time and they get raped to death by the men from the Far East who've never seen a European woman before? They did it on purpose. That level of sadism can't be explained away just purely in ideological terms, or I would say even in racial terms. So there's something else guiding it, and we see it again with the elites today, the Epstein case. What's going on with this is something, the child sex rings and the sheer corruption at the top. These elites don't actually have to do that. They can just sit in their mansions and count their money and try and buy themselves more power. But the problem is that, again, it seems that the money and the ideology, which is, you know, globalism or cultural Marxism, whatever it happens to be, it seems that that is just a conduit for evil to manifest itself. And I'm well aware that it's actually not very fashionable to talk in terms of good and evil these days, which is interesting in and of itself, because it makes it difficult to call something out as it actually is. Everything then has to be rationalized. Everything, you get forced into the scenario of the sort of the Machiavellian Game of Thrones schema. If you looked at it into absolutist terms, things become quite simplified. And then you realize that you are sort of in a struggle against something which is evil. And that would be a sort of like the Lord of the Rings take on it. And I'm not sure what the answer to it is, because even if you look at things in these sort of absolutist terms, where there is a good and there is an evil, and in, by the way, in this sort of scenario, one of them has to be utterly destroyed. There's no kind of heart, it's a fight to the death, there's no halfway measures here. Whereas when you're in the sort of power struggle, it just goes on and on and on and on, and you can't ever really bring it to a satisfactory close. And once again, the elites are playing for permanent control, where it will be this sort of new age of darkness across the world. And it isn't rational for them to do this. They don't have to do it. Why do that? I don't really see the purpose of it beyond, like, there's something beyond just power. Why would anybody want to turn the world into this degenerate sort of group? That there's something more there than what we can just purely rationalize, in the same way that the Bolsheviks who massacred the traditional Russian society, it wasn't just about ideology or materialism. It was that they were actually crushing the spirit of the Russian people. And if we begin to look at what the elite are doing in these terms, it's quite scary, actually. It's quite a bit of a wake-up call. But, somebody like E. Michael Jones would call it anti-Logos and Logos. Or a nationalist would call it nature versus the unnatural. That it's unnatural what the elites are sort of forcing on the Western world. You'll notice that these two things are actually very similar. That they are talking about similar things, whether it's in religious terms or whether you're trying to go along with the grain of nature. You are talking about this binary, and not this sort of Machiavellian chess game of outwitting and outmaneuvering your opponents. And so I think it's and I don't know which one is the world that we're living in. Perhaps it's a mixture of them both. But the more I see, the more we get this information coming out from the elites, there is an irrational evil lurking around in these elitist globalist circles. So that's something to take into consideration as we go forward. And never forget that whether you're religious or not, whether you view this in spiritual terms or just trying to bring back some sort of natural order, you are on the side of good and truth and beauty. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.